F7.
If he slept beyond the appointed hour, especially in the dark New England winter mornings when the sun was slow to rise, he felt guilty all day. If he slept beyond the appointed hour, especially in the dark New England winter mornings when the sun was slow to rise, he felt guilty all day. If he slept beyond the appointed hour, especially in the dark New England winter mornings when the sun was slow to rise, he felt guilty all day. He would rig up one of the clocks so it would ring a bell. He would rig up one of the clocks so it would ring a bell. He would rig up one of the clocks so it would ring a bell. Then he placed the inner workings of one of his large brass clocks inside and inserted a gear. Then he placed the inner workings of one of his large brass clocks inside and inserted a gear. Then he placed the inner workings of one of his large brass clocks inside and inserted a gear. The noise of the bell was sufficient to waken Hutchins so that he got to his labors on time. The noise of the bell was sufficient to waken Hutchins so that he got to his labors on time. The noise of the bell was sufficient to waken Hutchins so that he got to his labors on time. Although Levi Hutchins had invented the first alarm clock, he never patented his clock or tried to make money from his invention. Although Levi Hutchins had invented the first alarm clock, he never patented his clock or tried to make money from his invention. Although Levi Hutchins had invented the first alarm clock, he never patented his clock or tried to make money from his invention.